Leaders across the political divide have denounced the protection of the sovereignty bill, and addressing a joint news conference in Kampala earlier today, the women leaders say this bill is inhumane, regressive, and fundamentally out of touch with the lived realities of Ugandans. Lillian Babidi, the executive director, Network of Women in Politics, together with various women leaders, say the bill seeks to criminalize the country from its own citizens.
Ugandans cannot and will not stomach a bill that erodes the rights of citizens in the diaspora. Since when did sending money to Uganda become a crime? How will a secretive navigate layers of ministerial approvals just to receive help? How are Ugandans abroad expected to support their children, their parents and loved ones? Why is the government turning its back on citizens who left Uganda not by choice but because of circumstances that forced them to seek opportunities elsewhere? We want to say this bill punishes connection, punishes resilience, and punishes patriotism. We want to say bill the bill.
The bill is currently before the Joint Committees of Defense and Internal Affairs and the Committee on League and Parliamentary Affairs for detailed scrutiny and reporting. Today, the committees are currently receiving submission from different stakeholders until April 24th, after which relevant stakeholders will be invited to deliberate on the submissions regarding the bill. The bill seeks to provide for the protection of the sovereignty of the people of Uganda to designate the department responsible for peace and security as the entity mandated to register and regulate agents of foreigners, to regulate the funding and any form of assistance extended to such agents and for related matters, among others.